Hello.
Oh, hi, good afternoon. It's Rodmin from Family First. Is this Manuel Martinez?
That's me.
All right, mister. I was just giving you a brief call regarding the home care services of Milady. Everything is going well?
Yeah, but the problem is that Saturday I was out, you know, and I'm trying to put in, but that thing is stay wrecked. Well, you know, I cannot rush, you know, from something back all the way to Northeast, you know, Punch-Out.
I understand. The thing is, like, please be advised that, I mean, the services, at least, the clock in and the clock out must be done at your place. I mean, it's not
I
like you
know
cannot go
that, but
out.
I can't go stay here all the time or summertime. You know, I gotta go out too. I gotta enjoy
No,
myself. I'm
I
only
under
82 years old.
No, I
I am
understand
not
that
in
part.
bed.
It's just like whenever it happens, she needs to send a time sheet so we can like acknowledge and notify the insurance that she was working with you until the time that the shift finished or started. It's like the way to prove, because every time that they clock in and they clock out, they send a record of attendance, like saying, "Hey, I was with the patient. I was at his house." That's what the clock in and clock out works like. But if the clock out is registered outside of the patient home, maybe you were at the park or doing some errand, that's acceptable, you know? But if you were doing something else away from your address, we have no way to prove, like, hey, patient was actually receiving services when it was like very far away, you know? And it also implies like there may be some fraud, that maybe someone else is clocking out whatever they want to, you know? And we don't want that.
You
So
know I
that's
don't
why.
do that yet. I'm an 83-year-old. I ain't gonna do that yet.
No, I know that. I've known you for some time, and I know that you guys will not do that. The thing is, like, for everyone that does that process, like clocking outside of the place that they should to, they need to send a time sheet, like a manual verification, like
Yeah,
she
yes,
has
I
done
went
so.
today. I signed some of the sleep today. So you can send them over.
Yeah, advise her to send it to me, okay? We still have some time to process the time sheet. So advise her to send me the time sheet for Saturday, and that's it. We will have her paid for that shift once she sends the
Okay,
time
yeah.
sheet.
I already signed it today, and they're going to send them over.
Either way, I mean, Milady lives with you by any chance?
Yeah, but no, she's left already.
She lives on you in your house.
No,
Okay, so.
she don't live with me. She lives someplace else, but she come over here in the morning and then she left by 4 o'clock.
Okay, and on that time on Saturday, she
On
ended
that
up coming
Saturday,
back.
we went out, you know, because I was a picnic over there on
And I mean, when you guys finished what you were doing outside, she brought you back home.
Yeah, she come with me and then she left.
Yeah, so when that happens, when you guys are outside and you have to do something, anything outside, just tell her, wait until we come back home and you can clock out. It doesn't matter. I mean, it
Oh,
doesn't
okay.
matter
You
much,
say
okay? Do whatever you
even
have to do
if we
outside.
even hold on, wait, let me ask you. Even if by 6 o'clock when we
Yeah.
get home, I can
No
punch out.
problem. Even if
Okay.
it's in the same, at least if it's in the same day, because if it's the next day, we have like some discrepancy, but it's fine. It's still. Let her know that she clocks out later when she's back home, even if it's more hours reported, okay?
Okay, so I need to go home when we
Yeah,
go
it's.
out, and then we come back and punch it.
Exactly. You go out and you clock out when you come back at home,
Okay,
even if it's later than expected.
now I understand. You don't tell me that before. I
Yeah,
didn't know that.
it's just like the way to work it out. Like you can, it's a rule, so we can play with it
Yeah,
a
you
bit.
know, with that thing, it's like I don't want to think that you know you get overtime for that.
No, I know. The thing is, like, if she does more time on the same day, she can
Yeah.
work less time on the next day. You know, she can compensate that.
Okay.
But she needs advisor that she needs to even send me a text message like, hey, Rodney, I'm staying longer with the patient today. So tomorrow I will do less time than usual. And I understand and I fix it. Okay.
Okay. Now I understand.
All right.
That's nice.
No problem, mister. So as always, you have my contact number if something happens. By any chances, have you been recently in the hospital?
No, I was in the dentist the other day because I need, you know, the bottom ones. I just got them. And, you know, I spent that time over there, but we come back, you know, early.
Got it. And the address?
Monday, I went over there to the dentist. You know, I got them, you know, this Monday.
Gotcha.
So I got them. I had to buy some glue to all of them, you know.
Okay. And the 8026 Morris Street is still the address, right?
8026 Morris Street. Yeah,
got it.
19136.
Got it. All right. Correct. So, as always, if you need something, this is my number. Milady has it. Please push her to send me the timesheet for last week, at least today, so we can have that in before.
I already signed it, and everything's going to be okay.
No problem. When you see her tomorrow, ask her, did you send it? That's it, okay? Just
well,
her to
I signed it today. This afternoon, I signed it. I'm going to send it. Okay.
Got it. Because she hasn't sent it yet. So it's just a heads up, okay?
Okay. I don't know. Okay.
All right, mister. You have a good one and take care.
Okay. Take care yourself.
All right, mister. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.